China is the true power in Putin and Kim Euro simbolo di marchio registrato S Budding Friendship, date published, 2024-06-19-13, 55, 21.351 Z, date modified, 2024-06-19-13, 55, 21.351 Z, description. There are signs President XI disapproves of his allies' alliance, the BBC's China correspondent says. China is the true power in Putin and Kim's budding friendship, 3 hours ago, by Laura Bicker, / BBC's Bicker, China correspondent, BBC News, Reuters, the welcome agon the tarmac at E3, the honor guard of mounted soldiers. The huge portraits of Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin hanging side by side in the centre of Pyongyang Euro, all of this was designed to worry the West. Mr. Putin's first visit to Pyongyang since 2000 was a chance for Russia and North Korea to flaunt their friendship. And flaunt it they did, with Mr. Kim declaring his Euro a full support Euro for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Seoul, Tokyo, Washington and Brussels will see great peril in those words and in the stage managed meeting. But the fact is the two leaders feel they need each other, Mr. Putin badly requires ammunition to keep the war going and North Korea needs money. However, the real power in the region was not in Pyongyang Euro and nor did it want to be. Mr. Putin and Mr. Kim were banding on China's doorstep and so would have been wary of provoking Beijing, a vital source of both trade and clout for these two sanctioned regimes. And even as Mr. Putin hails his Euro a firm friendship Euro with Mr. Kim, he must notice a limit. And that limit is Chinese President Xi Jinping, a wary Beijing is watching. There are some signs Mr. XI disapproves of the burgeoning alliance between two of his allies. Reports suggest Beijing urged President Putin not to visit Pyongyang straight after meeting President XI in May. It seems Chinese officials did not leak the optics of North Korea being included in that visit. Mr. XI is already under considerable pressure from the Stati Uniti and Europe to cut support for Moscow and to stop selling it components that are fueling its war in Ukraine. And he cannot ignore these warnings. Just as the world needs the Chinese market, Beijing also needs foreign tourists and investment to fight off sluggish growth and retain its spot as the world's second largest economy. It is now offering visa-free travel to visitors from parts of Europe as well as from Thailand and Australia. And its pandas are on che again being dispatched to foreign zoos. Perceptions matter to China's ambitious leader, who wants to take on a bigger global role and challenge the Stati Uniti. He certainly does not want to become a pariah or face fresh pressure from the West. At the same time, he is still managing his relationship with Moscow, Getty Images, while he has not condemned the invasion of Ukraine, he has so far failed to provide significant military assistance to Russia. And during the meeting in May, his cautious rhetoric was in contrast to Mr. Putin's florid compliments about Mr. XI. So far, China has also provided political cover for Mr. Kim's efforts to advance his nuclear arsenal, repeatedly blocking Stati Uniti-led sanctions at the United Nations, the global story, why Putin and XI are courting Kim, but Mr. XI is no fan of an emboldened Kim Jong-un. Pyongyang's weapons tests have enabled Japan and South Korea to set aside their bitter history to ink a defense deal with the Stati Uniti. And when tensions rise, more Stati Uniti warships turn up in Pacific waters, triggering Mr. XI's fears of an Euro East Asian NATO Euro. Beijing's disapproval may force Russia to reconsider selling more technology to the North Koreans. The possibility of that happening is also one of the Stati Uniti biggest concerns. Andrei Lankov, the director of NK News, says he is skeptical. Euroe don't expect Russia to provide North Korea with a large amount of military technology. Euroe believes Russia Euroe is not getting much and probably creating potential problems for the future Euro if it did so. While North Korean artillery would be a shot in the arm for Mr. Putin's war effort, swapping missile tech for it would not exactly be a great deal. And Mr. Putin might realize it's not worth irking China, which buys Russian oil and gas, and remains a crucial ally in a world that has isolated him. Pyongyang needs China even more. It's the only other country Mr. Kim visits. Anywhere between a quarter to half of North Korea's oil comes from Russia, but at least 80% of its business is with China. One analyst described the China-North Korea relationship as an oil lamp that keeps burning. In short, however much Mr. Putin and Mr. Kim try to appear as allies, their relationship with China is far more important than what they share. China is too important to lose. Despite their avowed fight against the Euro-imperialist West-Euro, this is a maritime partnership. It may develop but, for now, it appears transactional, even as they upgrade their partnership to the level of Euro-Alliance-Euro. The impressive sounding comprehensive strategic partnership agreement between the two countries, announced at the meeting between Mr. Putin and Mr. Kim, is no guarantee that Pyongyang can keep supplying ammunition. Mr. Kim needs supplies for himself as he is a front of his own to maintain, the demilitarized zone, DMZ border with South Korea. Analysts also believe Russia and North Korea use different operating systems, with the latter as being low quality and growing old. More importantly, Russia and North Korea did not prioritize their relationship for decades. When he was friendly with the West, Mr. Putin sanctioned Pyongyang twice and even joined the Stati Uniti, China, South Korea and Japan to persuade the North to give up its nuclear programme. When Kim Jong-un ventured out for a weary wind of diplomatic summits in 2019, he met Vladimir Putin only once. Back then Mr. Kim's wide smiles, hugs and handshakes were for the South Korean President Moon Jae-in. They met three times. He exchanged a euro love letters euro with then Stati Uniti President Donald Trump before their three meetings a euro a money once called a euro e dotard a euro suddenly became a euro e special a euro. He also held three summits with Mr. XI, the first international leader he ever met, more from in depth, bar chart wars, what to watch out for on leaflets telling you can win your Seat, voters are being taken for fools on the economy, are animals conscious. A new research is changing minds, so Mr. Putin is new to the party. And yet he is not turned on the charm, while Mr. Kim has lined the streets with roses and red carpets. The Russian leader's column in the North Korean state newspaper highlighted shared interests to Euro and resolutely opposed Euro-Western ambitions to Euro under the establishment of a multipolar world order based on a mutual respect for justice Euro. But it was missing the flattery heaped on Mr. XI, who he declared was as close as a euro e brother euro, while praising a slowing Chinese economy for a euro e developing in leaps and bounds a euro. He even said his family were learning Mandarin. He certainly would not dare keep President XI waiting for hours and arrive as late as he did in Pyongyang. They also don't seem to have worked out who is the more important partner, judging by the awkward moment where they debated who should get in a car first. With China, they are both supplicants. And without China, they and their regimes will struggle, BBC in depth, is the new on the website and app for the best analysis and expertise from our top journalists. Under a distinctive new brand, WLL bring you fresh perspectives that challenge assumptions, and deep reporting on the biggest issues to help you make sense of a complex world. And WLL be showcasing thought-provoking content from across BBC Sounds and iPlayer too. We're starting small but thinking big, and we want to know what you think. You can send Stati Uniti your feedback by clicking on the button below. Europe or in Ukraine, Kim Jong-un, Asia, China, Asia, Pacific, Russia, North Korea, Euro, South Korea, Relations, Vladimir Putin, North Korea.